change of plan. How many of us, when we hear those words, just think, oh no, a change of plan, an interruption? How many of us cope with an interruption in our life? Many times, as I've shared before, when you are seeking God and you are thinking about, okay, God, I'm going to spend some time with you this next hour. So here we go, God, and we come before God. I'm in the office, and then it's, can I have a word? And someone comes in, and I'm like, oh, God, this is the last thing I need. People's trouble. And then God just whacks you and says, I have sent them to you. A divine interruption. And so for our lives, it's learning to cope and to be open for those divine interruptions, those changes. Are you someone that copes with change easily? Some people are just like, oh, well, we just go this way. Probably a bit like Annette. She just flows. I panic, and she just goes, be fine, chill, we're going this way, we're going that way. Change. Can you cope with change? Do you cope with interruptions? Change does come to our lives. Interruptions do come to our lives. Anyone experienced that in their life? Good, not just me. Do you know, as a Christian, I have seen in my life that God brings change. We have our plans, we have our dreams. Before we came to Dundee, you know the story. Annette and I, we had plans to start a church in Cambus Lang in Glasgow. We had saw and read that there was 3 revivals in Cambus Lang, and Annette and I were like, well, let's start a 4th revival in Cambus Lang. And so we told people we're starting a church in Cambus Lang. We went to a church planting conference. We gleaned the information and everything that we needed. And we came back, and God had a change of plan. God had a place in mind, and it wasn't Cambus Lang, it was Dundee. And so, again, we have the choice. You know, being in a church where they were welcoming and they wanted us to stay, we could easily have said, well, God, we'd rather stay here and do the church in Cambus Lang. No, thank you. But we, many years ago, had said yes to God. God, wherever you take us, wherever you lead us, we will say yes to you. And we do. Even now, that is our heart's desire. God, we are here to serve you. Now, I took a lot longer to get there, but that is the place. Interruptions, dreams. Many of us have dreams. Many of us have things that we want to see, want to do in our life. Do you know, one of my dreams, I wanted to have a Christian bookshop. Working in the post office, I just thought, God, I'm going to leave this place. Because I love bookshops, and I love coffee shops, and I thought, let's put them together, a Christian bookshop and a coffee shop. I saw the west end of Glasgow, I saw the people coming, and Christians and people having coffee together. I just had a dream. Annette and I had a dream to have this big house, massive house filled with kids from broken families, and you know, that was our dream. And God had other plans for us. How do you cope? Yes, we had questions. We spent time with God. God, what was it that was on our heart? Why was it on our heart? But it was just our dream that we wanted to do. It was our heart's desire. But God, I believe, has plans for every one of us sitting here today. Come on, tell someone beside you, God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. And then I want you to say to them, are you open to be interrupted? Are you really open to be interrupted? Do you know, the truth is that our lives, our world, there is a bigger plan. God has bigger plans than our small plans. There is a bigger picture. And sometimes the only picture that we see is our own picture. But God has a bigger picture. For God so loved the whole world. God so loved the whole world. And this morning we're going to look at someone who experienced a divine interruption. And we're going to look at Mary this morning from Luke chapter 1. If you have a Bible, why don't you turn to it? A story of a divine interruption. I'll just read a few verses. Verses 26 to 30. I'll read those verses first. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 30. In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words. Why would you be troubled at those words? "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." If an angel came to me and said that, I'd be like, okay, what are you after? Maybe that's what Mary was wondering. Why are you coming to me with this message? There is something else. "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this may be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Here we have Mary, who was a virgin. She was engaged to Joseph. She was betrothed to him. And when you were engaged, that was, in those days, that was just like being married. And so if you wanted to split up from your husband, you had to get a certificate of divorce, even though the actual wedding ceremony hadn't taken place. But she was betrothed to Joseph. That is why in the Bible, when we read that the widows who were still virgins hadn't slept with their husband, they were betrothed and so could still, when the husband, the man died, they were a widow, even though they hadn't been through the wedding ceremony. But the engagement was a legal pact that they were betrothed to each other. Mary's got plans. She's probably preparing the wedding, the ceremony, looking at what's going to happen. Maybe she's been thinking, how many kids will I have? Will I have kids? Do you know, as she's planning her future with Joseph, where are they going to stay? What are they going to do? And suddenly, an angel comes and speaks to Mary. "You have found favor with God, and the Lord is with you." The Greek word favored there is you have found grace. It's that grace of God. This message brought great trouble to her. So the good news for us, that God can step in and call anyone. Do you know, if I was to stand here and say, we need someone to fulfill a particular task. We need someone. Many of us have been going through, can I do this? Do I know how to do that? Many of us disqualify ourselves. And many of us are disqualifying ourselves from the call of God on our life. Many of us are looking at our past, looking at our present and saying, I've messed up. I'm not worthy. I am not this. I am not that. But it is the grace of God that calls people. It's nothing that we can do. I wasn't the perfect preacher. And God says, wow, goodness me, that boy has got something. I'm going to send him to Dundee to bless those people. I've never heard preaching like it in my life. That's true. Forget it, Rose. No, there was nothing. There was this shy, fearful little boy inside that God says, you're the one. You're the one that's going to be a preacher. You're the one that's going to eat the word and share the word. That word was given to Annette many years in her early years of marriage. And again, as she looked and thought, goodness me, Stephen can't speak to anyone. How is he going to eat the word and speak the word? But she held on to that. God had a plan. God had a plan. And I believe God has a plan for you. And so never, never disqualify yourself. Don't. God and his grace chose Mary. God and his grace chose many men and women in the Bible who we would never have chosen. Jesus, as he chose his disciples, who would have chosen the tax collector? Everyone hated him. James and John, anger issues. Fishermen, what do they know? They know fish. What do they know about preaching the gospel and sharing the good news? But Jesus took these bunch of men and he turned them into men who changed the world. And I believe God can do that with our life. And some of us need to believe it, because you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. Verses 31 to 33. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary, you're going to have a baby. What? Call him Jesus. Call him Jesus, the Jehovah who saves. Call him Jesus. He will be great. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. Mary to become the mother of the Messiah. Do you know, she's read the stories, the prophecies that the Messiah is going to come, and here an angel's coming and saying, Mary, you're the one. You're going to give birth to the Messiah. Take on that responsibility. And Mary's response, as we go on to 34 and 38, how will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her 6 months. Here's a great word. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your words to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. Mary wasn't in unbelief. Do you know, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and says, Zechariah, you're going to have a son. How can this be? My wife's old. I'm old. This can't happen. And he was struck dumb until the time of the birth. He had unbelief. Do you know, Mary is looking and going, well, I'm a virgin. How's this going to happen? I can't perceive how this is going to happen. And the angel said how it was going to happen. It was going to be by the Holy Spirit. And she says, okay, let your word to me be fulfilled. Wow. These were words for Mary that would take a brave decision. This would be a brave decision for Mary. You know, the angel reminds her, tells her about Elizabeth. You know, old, but yet having a baby. Do you know what the angel was trying to let Mary see? Nothing with God is impossible. Do you know, for us, I really believe we need to believe that. We need to believe that. That nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. Gabriel wanted Mary to know nothing is impossible. This is how it's going to happen. And again, great words. I am the Lord's servant. May your word be to me fulfilled. Do you know, as we look at Mary's life, one of the things that we can learn from this, that God in his grace will interrupt our lives. Are we listening? Are we prepared for a divine interruption? As I said, Mary had plans, dreams, probably goals. And here we have, you're going to have a baby. She was chosen by God for this unique purpose. Do you know, we are all recipients of God's grace. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. God is a great interrupter. Do you know, think about Noah. prolling about his business, and God interrupts his life and says, Noah, build a boat. Who'd want that job? Abraham, God turning up, interrupting his life. Abraham, leave this place. Where am I going? I don't know. I'll tell you. I'll tell you soon. Just leave this place. Joseph, he spent time with his brothers, probably again had dreams and plans for his life, what he was going to do. Ends up in Egypt. Brothers sold him. Change of plan. But yet Joseph was used to save Israel. Did Joseph know he was going to end up in Egypt? Did Joseph know he was going to save Israel? He didn't. Did Joseph know he was going to become number two? I mean, imagine speaking to Joseph and say, by the way, Joseph, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to become number two to Pharaoh. But who knows that first call and when actually happens what God has planned for those that he loves. David out minding his sheep. David, come to the house. Oil poured on his head. You're the next king. Change of plan. Change of plan. Disciples fishing. Follow me. Leave that and follow me. Change of plan. We don't like the idea of our plans being changed. We want things according to our way. For I know the plans I have for me, God. And I'm just asking that you would bless my plans for me, God. And let me tell you, God has a bigger and better plan for your life than we can ever ask or imagine. When we say yes to God for whatever, as fearful as it may be, let me tell you, whom God calls, he equips, and he is with you. He is with you. What if God has other plans for your life? What if Dundee is not the city for you? What if God has another place for you? What if God has another job for you? Are we in a place in our lives right now where we would be able to say, I am your servant, Lord. May your word to me be fulfilled. It's a yes from me. It's a yes from me. Mary didn't understand how it was going to happen. She trusted God. She trusted God. She was all in. But just think, the people in the community, when they hear that Mary's pregnant, the marriage ceremony hasn't taken place yet, what's people going to think? This young girl, innocent, pregnant? Do you know, if people then are like people now, there would be rumors going through. That would be on Facebook. The rumors, do you know, think of the saying yes, that the day would come when she would see the religious leaders rejecting Jesus, plotting to kill Jesus, saying yes to the angel and carrying Jesus as a mother of Jesus. She would need to watch him hanging on a cross, being nailed to a cross. Just think, as a mother, watching your son, even just in the natural, hanging on a cross, being murdered, the pain that that must have been for her. Mary surrendered her life through knowing her identity. I am the Lord's servant. Do you know, I do think that our identity in Christ has got a lot to do with it. Who we are in Christ, I think many of us struggle with knowing who we read it, yes. We are children of the living God. We say it. We've got it on the wall. But do we actually believe it? And so our identity, how we see ourselves, I believe shapes how we live our life. We will never walk, I've got here, and surrender to God's will through the interruptions of life if we don't really know who we are. If we don't know our God, if we don't know that he has us in the palm of his hand, if we don't know that he has our back, if we don't know that we are his children and he cares for us and loves us and will do anything to see us grow in him, our lives will be shaken. In those difficult and painful days, as Mary would watch and see Jesus rejected, see Jesus tortured, as she knew that Jesus was on a journey towards the cross, I believe she would have to remind herself of those words that she said to the angel, I am the Lord's servant. Be it to me your word. Do you know, for many of us, and certainly for us who are pastors in churches, leaders, do you know, sometimes we have to revisit the call of God on our lives. Because let me tell you, leading, pastoring, it is not the easiest job, but it does get stressful. It does get painful at times. It does knock you a bit when you get the emails saying, well, I'm not telling you what the emails say. It comes with the territory. But times in our life, we have to come back to that point, God, you have called me. And you know, for us walking our Christian life and the trouble that we face in life, I believe we have to revisit that time when we said yes to God. God, I will follow you. I will follow you. Not just in the good times, but in the tough times. Mary made a choice. I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. That was a faith step. That was us with the word of God can read back and see what Jesus was going through, would see what Mary went through. But she didn't. She couldn't see the future. She said yes to God. She submitted to God's will. That is a word that I think many people struggle with, is that submission to God. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Are you prepared? Are you open for a divine interruption? God has a call on your life. Do you know, even those divine interruptions, it may not be to the mission field, but God does send people all over the world. Thank God for this nation of Scotland, and I thank God for Dundee, for the many men and women who have went from here all over the world with the word of God, with the fire of God. And so, divine interruptions, are you open for it? If Mary was here today, if we says Mary is here today, Mary, what would you say to us today? What would Mary say? I'm going to invite Katie to come and just read what I believe Mary would say to us today. Then we're going to pray.
Sometimes God's will for your life and his mission sneak up on you unexpectedly. You're living your ordinary life, doing ordinary things in an ordinary place. All of a sudden, God shows up. He calls you. He speaks. He sets your life on a new course, one you would never have imagined. In these moments, you might feel fearful, troubled, and uncertain. Listen for the voice of the Lord and hear him say, "Don't be afraid." Then follow. With all your might, follow him. Let Jesus be formed in you. Through whatever you face, uncertainty, embarrassment, anxiety, excitement, joy, and expectation. Just follow the leading of God and invite his will to be done. Ask Jesus to grow in you with each passing day. When you wonder, who am I? Why would God use me? How can an ordinary person be used greatly by God? Remember, God loves common folks. Just look up and say to God, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled.
Thank you. Come on, let's stand. I'm going to ask the band to come back.